Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome back to False Flag here at the Bulwark YouTube channel. I, of course, am Sonny Bunch. I'm here talking about Will Summers' latest newsletter with him. Will, thank you for getting on with me to talk a very important topic today. Election fraud. Turns out the 2020 election was stolen, and the FBI has proof of that now. It's amazing. What is going on here?
Yeah, this is an interesting one. So a few weeks ago, Kash Patel came out in Just the News, which people might not know, but it's sort of a conservative blog that's very friendly to Trumpism. And he said, you know, we found this intelligence report from 2020 that China tried to steal the election. And then Chris Wray, the then head of the FBI, he said they didn't have any evidence of election fraud to Congress. And so, you know, people were saying maybe Chris Wray should be prosecuted for perjury. And you know, additionally, here's the big proof. And Kash Patel said, I declassified it and I gave it to Chuck Grassley, the senator. And I thought, why not just put it out there? You know, why do we have to do this kind of like hide the ball? But Republicans went crazy over it. Trump started talking about it. Oh, Democrats took over the government in collusion with China, all this stuff. And so I was bugging people. I wanted this report. It was supposed to come out. When do we get to see the report? Everyone who did have access to the report was saying it was a big deal. And then it finally came out on Tuesday. And would you believe it? It does not actually prove there was election fraud.
Yeah, no, I'm shocked to learn this. So when you know, there are a lot of different conspiracy theories about the 2020 election. I've heard, you know, from you know, the faked dossiers to whatever else, you know, drop boxes full of ballots that are, you know, were left all around cities and, you know, but this was a new one to me. This was a new one to me. I was a little bit, I was amused to read the background here because I had yet to see a fake IDs from China being used in battleground states to drive the. What is the story here? What is the actual conspiracy?
Yeah, so here's the claim that was made, and I should say this all started in August 2020. The FBI got a tip from a newish source, someone they had dealt with in the past, in the Albany FBI office, which, you know, we all think of as the Center for Counterintelligence. Sure. And so they got this tip, and they were kind of unclear about it. Here's what the tip was. So it was that the Chinese government was importing tens of thousands of fraudulent American driver's licenses so that then Chinese citizens in the United States could vote illegally in the election, the election for Joe Biden. And also that they were essentially stealing Americans' identities with information and addresses they had gained from TikTok. And so that is the claim.
I can think of a couple of problems with this just off the bat. One of them, does TikTok require you to give an address to use TikTok? Is that a thing that happens?
It does not. And so this is kind of problem number one that comes up is that the FBI agent, even sort of the side that at least takes this somewhat credibly, they say, you know, one issue, it doesn't really happen with TikTok. They don't ask you for your address. Nevertheless, this tip gets packaged up as an intelligence report that is blasted out across the government. Like every intel agency, the White House Situation Room, every military branch gets this report. And I'm not an expert in these reports, but based on the reaction, my sense is typically you need a bit more proof than this to blast everyone with this. And so, you know, to say that China's stealing the election or trying to steal the election. So this creates a huge, you know, huge drama within the government. And people say, oh, my God, we need more information. And then, you know, do we trust this guy? Can you re-interview him? And the source is like kind of flaky, all this stuff. Eventually, the report gets withdrawn because they say, we can't really trust what you're saying here. So we have to withdraw it until we can learn more. And that is what Republicans have really seized on here in 2025 as the evidence that, you know, this was like an FBI cover up. At one point, the FBI agent said, well, you know, Chris Wray's out here saying there's no election interference. If we think otherwise, we need more proof. And so they're saying, you know, this was all a scheme to protect Chris Wray.
So the origins of this this conspiracy theory are kind of interesting, actually. It seems to have been an amalgamation of like kind of Facebook boomer bait crossed with, you know, an actual, you know, news story about, you know, IDs that were impounded, et cetera. What was the impetus of all this? What was the like origin of this whole story?
Yeah, so there are a lot of redactions, so it's hard to know exactly for sure what's going on here. But it would seem as though what happened was, and this is in the real world, this is not made up, that earlier in that August 2020, Border Patrol had seized thousands of fake IDs at Chicago's airport. Now, these are presumably meant for college students who want to drink underage. And this was a big news story because it was so many IDs. This then, a few days later, becomes on right-wing blogs and eventually on Facebook. Well, these IDs were meant to sway the election. They were sent from China to help Joe Biden. So that's where, seemingly, the root of this idea comes from. Then a few weeks later, the source reports it to the FBI and kind of mixes in some TikTok stuff. Even initially, the FBI was like, you know, I think this guy probably just got it from Facebook. Or from something he saw online, and he's kind of blending it. He has good motives here, but he's not really getting this in a fresh way. And so that's seemingly where it originated. And you know, the other issue with this source's credibility, I love, you know, when these election fraud things really hinge on a person because they often have just truly insane other beliefs. In this case, the source had also relayed information that China had created underground bases in Republican states in the United States to spread the coronavirus. Now, I don't think that's really true. And the FBI seemed to agree. And so they said, oh, holy moly, look at this driver's license thing. But I don't know about this COVID stuff. And I don't know what that might say about his overall credibility.
Now, Will, as we know from our discussions previously, about your newsletters, there are a series of underground bases that cost tens of trillions of dollars to build. And I don't see any reason why there couldn't be a Chinese COVID factory hidden amongst this tunnel system. Why are you dismissing this out of hand?
Yes, as we've discussed before, you know, the underground base trope keeps recurring. And you know, certainly maybe he could link up with, this source could link up with Tucker Carlson, a big underground base proponent, to take it from there. But, you know, the FBI was not convinced. And so at least internally, you know, it was treated as kind of an embarrassment. I think the Albany people were kind of trying to shape it up so they could send it back out. All these FBI brass people were like, you know, saying essentially you screwed up, like, you know, we don't want to hear from you until you can really prove this. And then it went away and no one thought about it for 5 years until Republicans and Chuck Grassley and Kash Patel dug it up. And now they're on the warpath. Oh, this is truly shocking evidence. But for me, you know, on one hand, I don't think they even believe that because we're doing this deal, all these trying to do trade deals with China, everything else. And Trump ostensibly believes China stole the election from him. And then, you know, we know TikTok is a huge part of this, but Trump is breaking the law to keep TikTok operating. So it's always just interesting, I guess, to get into the guts of these documents and see what they really say.
Yeah, I want to hit on that TikTok point for a minute here, because we could shut TikTok down today if we wanted to. The law has been passed. The Chinese government has not divested itself, or the Chinese company that is owned, you know, in part by the CCP has not divested itself from TikTok. We could stop this source of misinformation, and I guess election fraud from being a thorn in our side at this moment. And yet it continues to operate, which again, as you say, just suggests that there's not a real serious concern there after all.
Yeah, I mean, that Donald Trump is the guy who is making sure that it can continue to operate. And then on the other hand, he's saying, you know, that, you know, TikTok was part of this scheme to take over the government, to steal the election for the Democrats. I mean, Republicans have really been going wild over this one. You know, Michael Flynn is saying it's time to indict all these FBI leaders. And, you know, supposedly it's having a real effect. Ken Delanian at NBC reported that, you know, at least one FBI official has been put on leave for the supposed crime of not taking this wacky conspiracy theory, you know, treating it with enough gravitas at the time.
This whole story is so ridiculous and frustrating. But it is kind of indicative of where the president and his priorities kind of still sit. I mean, it is shocking to me that even now, 5 years later, they are still going at this idea that there was massive amounts of voter fraud that turned the election, that the election was stolen from Donald Trump, that, you know, 10,000 Chinese nationals using voter ID. And here's a secondary question here. Why wouldn't they just send the Chinese nationals to a state where they didn't need driver's licenses? Isn't this the argument about voter fraud everywhere?
Well, that's also a good point. I mean, I was wondering about that, this idea that, you know, I mean, perhaps China hasn't done enough research on their election fraud schemes or what have you. You know, it's interesting. This idea supposedly was relayed to the source who spoke to the FBI from someone in China who then spoke to these government officials in China, this kind of third hand route. The person in the middle who's in China is supposedly a supporter of Chiang Kai-shek's government, sure. You know, long ago. So, you know, I think there's a lot of like questions about motivations, you know, exactly what was afoot here.
Yeah. So where does this go from here? I mean, are we going to have hearings about the stolen IDs? Are we going to have congressional discussions about this? What are next steps here?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's very possible that there will be hearings. I mean, Republicans are really hyped up about it. I mean, Chuck Grassley has really kind of thrown his weight behind it. I mean, they're saying that, you know, this is like a major scandal. And, you know, the Chris Ray covered it all up and perjured himself. The Heritage Foundation has already asked the Justice Department to prosecute him for perjury. So, you know, this is kind of one of these things that can sort of, if you're not deeply in this world, and even for me, I mean, I it kind of goes on in your peripheral vision and you think, I don't know, maybe Chris Ray did do that. Or like another example being when they said Ilhan Omar married your brother. And then sometimes, you know, I think there's a value in just, you know, getting dirty and being like, all right, I know this is a lie, but how is it a lie? And then you can just feel better about it.
Yeah. You know, I'm glad that you're on top of this. I am excited to see what they dig up here. And frankly, if we can use this to blow the cover off the whole COVID underground base situation, I think that's the real scandal here. You know, elections come and go, but underground COVID bases, those are forever.
Well, you know, Sonny, the one person who did, I mean, I should say all the proponents of this report were not noting the whole COVID base thing, except for one conspiracy theory blog that said, holy moly, you know, forget about the election. The FBI knew about the COVID bases. So, you know, at least someone was excited about it.
Holy moly, indeed. All right. Will, thank you for being, thank you for filling us in on all this. And everyone, of course, should be subscribed to The Bulwark. Go to thebulwark.com, sign up. You got to read False Flag. It comes out a couple times a week right in your inbox. It's great. It's one of the best things we do here. Make sure you subscribe to this channel and hit that like button and share it around with your friends, because that's how we really shine a light on all of these dangerous issues like COVID bases and underground election farming theft. That's what we do here.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.